Among those speaking at the forum organized by the Madison Cap-Times and the UW Political Science Department was Democratic pollster Paul Maslin, who says the race for governor may well be tight, but Wisconsin's recent history suggests it might not finish that way. Maslin says the state's last six major statewide races were all decided by more than 100,000 votes.
Do not be shocked if the outcome in 2 weeks is not 1 point or 2 points. We haven't had a real barn burner close election in this state for a decade.
Maslin says that contrary to popular opinion, there are voters who change their minds in Wisconsin, and they may yet break for Governor Scott Walker or Democratic challenger Mary Burke before Election Day. Marquette University's Charles Franklin has polled Wisconsin's governor's race all year. His last survey showed the race at 50-50 among likely voters. Franklin says polls are generally pretty accurate.
If the polls are predictive, it's because when we talk to people, they tell us what they're going to do. And then they go and do it. It's not that the polls drove them to do it.
Whether or not polls affect voters, UW-Madison journalism professor Michael Wagner says they do affect media coverage.
When it's a close election, we hear about who's going to win and why, and where are soccer moms, and where are NASCAR dads, and all these things that have nothing to do with what it's like to be president and govern, or be governor and govern. And so a peculiar consequence of the close race is that we learn less of the information we might want to know to make the race less close.
Conversely, Wagner says media spend more time talking about issues when races are perceived to be blowouts. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.